Welcome to Bible Storytime, Luke 15, 1-32. One day, when many tax collectors and other outcasts came to listen to Jesus, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law started grumbling. This man welcomes outcasts and even eats with them. So Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. What do? You leave the other 99 sheep in the pasture and go looking for the one that got lost until you find it. When you find it, you are so happy that you put it on your shoulders and carry it back home. Then you call your friends and neighbors together and say to them, "I am so happy I found my lost sheep. Let's celebrate." In the same way, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 respectable people who do not need to repent. Or suppose a woman who has 10 silver coins loses one of them. What does she do? She lights a lamp, sweeps her house, and looks carefully everywhere until she finds it. When she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says to them, "I am so happy I found the coin I lost. Let us celebrate." In the same way, I tell you that the angels of God rejoice over one sinner who repents. Jesus went on to say that there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to him, "Father, give me my share of the property now." So the man divided his property between his sons, and after a few days, the younger son sold his part of the property and left home with the money. He went to a country far away where he wasted his money in reckless living. He spent everything he had. Then a severe famine spread over the country, and he was left without a thing. So he went to work for one of the citizens of the country, who sent him out to his farm and take care of the pigs. He wished he could fill himself with the bean pods that the pigs ate, but no one gave him anything to eat. At least he came to his senses and said, "All my father's hired workers have more than they can eat, and here I am about to starve. I will get up and go to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired workers.' So he got up and started back to his father. He was still a long way from home when his father saw him. His heart filled with pity, and he ran, threw his arms around his son, and kissed him. 'Father,' the son said, 'I have sinned against God and against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son.' But the father called his servants. 'Hurry,' he said, 'hurry. Bring the best robe, put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet. Then go and get the prize calf and kill it. And let us celebrate with a feast, for this son of mine was dead, but now he is alive. He was lost, but now he is found.' And so the feasting began. In the meantime, the older son was out in the field on his way back when he came close to the house and heard the music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked, 'What's going on?' 'Your brother has come home,' the servant answered. 'And your father has killed the prize calf because he got him back safe and sound.' The older brother was so angry that he would not go into the house. So his father came out and begged him to come in. But he spoke back to his father, 'Look at all these years I have worked for you like a slave, and I have never disobeyed your orders. What have you given me? Not even a goat for me to have a feast with my friends. But this son of yours wasted all your property on prostitutes, and when he came back home, you killed the prize calf for him?' 'My son,' the father answered, 'you are always here with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be happy because your brother was dead, but now he is alive. He was lost, but now he has been found.'" Luke 15, 1-32. If you enjoyed this story, share it on social media. You can always find me, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, My Buddy Jimmy, MyBuddyJimmy.com. Also, give a rating on the platform that you are listening. Thank you for listening to Bible Storytime.
Spinal adjustments provided by Dr. Chad Rolfson. The Spinal Tuning Chiropractic Center is a Des Moines area low flat fee per month unlimited chiropractic care practice. When life happens, just adjust. Schedule today at SpinalTuning.com.
If you're looking for help with software, app, web development, be sure to check out my friends at IngenuityCompany.com. They believe in their clients. Software development, app development, web development, visioning, design thinking, diagramming, organizational development, strategy, they can help you at the Ingenuity Company. Find out more at IngenuityCompany.com. Barbecue provided by Kenny's Rib Wagon, catering ribs for your pleasure and serving daily at Plaza Pub, 62nd and Douglas in Des Moines across from Merle Hay Mall. Find Kenny's Rib Wagon on Facebook.
The Jimmy Olsen Radio Network.